Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Divine Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Highlights of Upanishads. The title is Prashna Upanishads, presented by Swami Jyotirmayananda. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Pooja Atman Shri Swami Jyotirmayananji in Miami, Florida. And tonight Swamiji will lecture on Prashna Upanishad. And now Pooja Atman Shri Swami Jyotirmayananji.
Om Bhadram Karanebhir Shrunuyama Deva Bhadram Pashye Makshabhirya Jatra Stirairangai Suvagam Sastanubhi Vyashema Devahitam Yadayuhu Swastina Indro Vriddhasrava Swastinah Pusha Vishwaveda Swastinah Starkshyo Arishtanehi Swastino Brihaspatir Dadhatu Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. It's a peace chant which we have explained presently. Prashna Upanishad, the last question, sixth question. The previous fifth question, Om was the topic, meditation on Om. Summarily, Om has four aspects, A, U, M, and the fourth is not seen, but it is there, called transcendental. In chemistry, you see, when you create a compound, you are seeing H2O, two things, H and O. But to compound it, third thing comes out, water. So here you are seeing three levels, A, U, M. But when they become all compounded in a spiritual way, then emerges a transcendental called Turiya. Just to give you a summary of that. Om Upasana relates to three main centers of Kundalini. Manipur Chakra at the navel. That's the center for Karma Granthi, the knot of karma. Implying, as long as Kundalini has not pierced the navel center, all these words are always allegorical. Kundalini is a mystical energy, cosmic energy. The whole body is sustained by cosmic energy. But the energy does not operate from your higher centers until you practice integral yoga and attain higher levels of evolution. So when Kundalini were to penetrate Manipur Chakra, the result will be different types of result. You will experience perfect health. Perfect health is always a relative term. Perfect health, if you are 90-year-old, your perfect health simply means that you are not gripped by your body, your mind has its own way. But just from practical point of view, navel center holds the secret of your health and vitality. And when Kundalini begins to pass through it, since you become free of bodily stress, it becomes very easy for you to understand you are not the body. You also seems paradoxical. Only when you are extremely healthy that you realize I am not the body. Until then you go on caring for the body. You go on caring for your body, but you are not body. That awareness begins to dawn. If Kundalini has pierced the navel center, Manipur Chakra is the center for all type of your self-effort, karma, karma yoga. And it also relates to removal of impurity, the malas, kriya shakti, and removal of mala, mala, gross impurities, anger, hatred, hatred, desire, anger, hate, greed, jealousy, pride, conceit, all these are highlights of malas, malos. If Kundalini remains below navel center, then our mind has no other idea. Life's purpose is only eat, drink, be merry. And the whole world you want, looking for, how can? You have the perfect type of food. Where is the best hotel or restaurant? Where is the best site to look at in the world? Tours, travels, eating, drinking, meeting fabulous people excite your imagination. The world is nothing more than that. You are confined to Bhuloka, the gross level. When Kundalini begins to pass through your, again, another point you have to understand, Kundalini by nature operates through everyone and it goes on moving up and down your spine without your awareness. You can become aware when you are thinking or clarity of thought. The Kundalini has radiated into your Ajna Chakra. You don't believe in it? Look at the face. The eyes come together as if you are squeezing your thoughts right from there. And you have wonderful feeling. Your heart begins to feel a sense of joy. Important to remember two terms, avastha and sthiti. Avastha is changing conditions. Kundalini goes up and down based on your operation of your karmas. If a good karma is operating, sattva increases in your personality, Kundalini shoots up to the higher center. But it is not going to stay. You have no control over it. The moment that karma fades, another karma starts dominating. Kundalini sinks down and goes to the lowest level. But if you are involved in sadhana, you allow the Kundalini to ascend from Muladhar to Swadhisthan to Manipur, and having ascended, make that center its home. That's called sthiti. When it has made its home, it's not completely confined there. It has all the choice to go up and down, but it will feel relaxed at home. So no matter how you live your life, you are at a level of understanding that your goal, if the Kundalini has made home at your heart center, if the sthiti is anahata chakra, then there will be time you can enjoy, eat, drink, marry, all that, but you will not find yourself relaxed in that world. You will find room for satsanga and room for spiritual involvement. There you will feel relaxed, because that has become your home. So you can understand the changing conditions and being rooted in a center, being established. Changing conditions are avastha. Being established called sthiti. Many people who start practicing Kundalini, many of them were extremely confused about it. When they started feeling little tickle coming into the higher centers or even in their brain, they begin to develop the idea of Sahasrara Chakra has been awakened. They made a complete kind of a mathematical precision. They believe that have already awakened Muladhar, Swadhisthan, Kundalini is there in my heart center. And they write to me, what should I do to push it? Because that's the confusion. Yes, your Kundalini can operate from any advanced center. Don't make it, don't develop a conviction that you have attained it. It is simply shifting. But if you are practicing, then Kundalini makes, it becomes established at a higher center. But even when it is established, you cannot judge it on the basis of your mental functions. Your mind can come down to the lowest center, but it will not be happy about it. It will jump back because that's not its home. Just like you have a wonderful home, but you have choice. You can take a trip and adopt a path that is full of muck or a path that is full of beautiful garden. I'm making up all those. So then, just summarizing it, when Kundalini passes through the navel center, mala, gross impurity, it's called one of the granthis, three knots, mala, vikshepa is in your heart center, and vikshepa relates to kama, desires. Desires relate to subtle impressions of your unconscious, called vasanas. When Kundalini were to pass through your heart center, there will be an immense advancement on the path of devotion and meditation. Your feelings will turn into divine feeling, and your power of meditation will be enhanced. God will become the focus of your mental concentration. And if Kundalini were to ascend higher and pierce the Ajna Chakra, now there will be intuitive revelation. If that absolute attainment of piercing the Ajna Chakra, there will be enlightenment. Avidya, ignorance, will be destroyed. So out of the three knots, mala is destroyed at the navel, vikshepa at the heart, and avarana, or ignorance, destroyed between the eyebrows. There's nothing else left but your mind to explode in thousand ways. So that's thousand petals lotus, dripping with nectar. It's a highly poetic description is implied in all these studies. So that was our talk before. That was the subject. But now the sixth question, more subtle details are being presented to you, and let me proceed with it. Atahainam Sukesha Bharadvajah Parpaccha Bhagavan Hiranyanabha Kausalyo Rajaputro Mamupetyaitam Prashnam Prichhato. I'm not reading the whole, there are many. Then Sukesha, from the family of sage Bharadvaja, asked the famous sage Pippalada, O Bhagavan, once the prince of Kaushala country, Hiranyanabha by name, approached me with the question, do you know the Purusha with 16 kalas? Purusha is soul. 16 kalas are its unfoldment in 16 stages. The disciple who is asking the question, he is relating to the guru how he was confronted by a prince from Kaushala country, and he wanted to know about the 16 stages of Purusha's soul's unfoldment. And I didn't know that, so I told him, I replied, if I knew, I would have taught you. Whoever speaks falsehood is destroyed from his very root. Implication here is not about little talks. Spiritual movement is from unreal to the real. Not a single step of your progress is possible unless you remove unreality, illusions, falsehood. So it is a path of truth, emerging out of the realm of darkness. And nowhere in this process you are reconciled with darkness. So even in small matters, falsehood should not be adopted by anyone. Generally, spiritually involved, the people involved in spirituality, often they don't have complete grasp, but they suddenly have developed the idea that they are enlightened, or their kundalini has been awakened, and they become further involved in business. Since they are enlightened, they can pass that enlightenment to anybody. So therefore, how quickly you want your enlightenment, for there is a fee for it. So it becomes a path of falsehood. That type of attitude should not be allowed even in the minutest way. And that's what is brought into this episode. Whoever speaks falsehood is destroyed from his very root. Therefore, I'm unable to utter falsehood. So he tells the prince that I don't know this. I can't teach him. Implying there are other people who would have said, "Oh prince, you are a great. What favor will you do to me when I give him?" And then make up the whole story. Give him a complicated information from Vedas. At this, the prince ascended his chariot and went away in silence. Therefore, I want to know that Purusha with 16 kalas from thee, O Guru. So the disciple who had confronted prince and he had that type of episode. Now he wants to understand the 16 kalas, 16 stages. Tasmai saho vacha ahivanta sharire. सौम्य सपुरुषो यस्मिन् नेता षोडश कलाः प्रभवन्ति इति. He replied, O disciple, even within this body there exists the Purusha, the soul, from whom these 16 kalas or aspects manifest. The soul within you is Brahman, the Absolute, veiled by avidya. Avidya is ignorance. Just like sometimes you look up to the sky and say, "Oh, there is the sun." But the sun is hardly showing itself, veiled by cloud. Likewise, soul within you is Brahman the Absolute, veiled. And in the world of God's creation, the soul is led to attain liberation. And every soul is invested with body-mind complex for its evolution. This body-mind complex is called the city, nagari, puri. Puri term in India has two meanings. Things fried up. Puri kachau. But Puri refers to grand, fabulous cities. Your body-mind complex. Whenever we say body, you must realize, for details, you must understand physical body, subtle body, causal body. All the three bodies are there together. And this body is a marvelous piece of creation. It's a miniature universe. And countless things go on in this body. And your soul exists within it. It is for the purpose of the soul. All this body, your toenails, your fingers, the bones, the entire nervous system, the delicate brain in a skull, the entire mechanism from toes to the head has been created by God's universal resources. And all for the soul. Think of how great the soul is. It's a baby king, emperor of emperors. It's a Purusha. And as the soul evolves, 16 stages lead to a perfection. This type of perfection is of two types. In your lifetime, when your karmas have come to an end for your this body, from the time of birth to the time you die, 16 stages occur that we will explain. And it will go on occurring if you are not enlightened. If you are enlightened, all these 16 stages will occur, but in a highly transformed state. And they will not repeat themselves ever again. Rivers that flow into the ocean, they become immersed in the ocean. All these 16 factors, they will completely disappear. 16 colors, aspects. Sa iksham chakre yasmin naham utkrante utkranto bhavishyami kasmin va pratishthite pratishthasyamiti. Purusha, this great prince, the soul reflected, through whose entrance will I enter, and through whose exit must I depart? Entering into embodiment and departing from the embodiment. First point to understand, this entry and departure, both are in the realm of ignorance. In reality, the Purusha, the self, has nowhere to go, nowhere to enter. So all this story of entry and departure is in a state where illusory world has been superimposed upon the self, like snake on the rope. Om Shanti, 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 Hari Om.